Martin Luther King Assassination by Alonzo,
Britt,
Gaia,
and Nehemia.
The astounding Dr. Martin Luther King was born January 15, 1929, but then his life came to a halt when he was assassinated April 4, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the inspiring story of Martin Luther King's last day on Earth and the impact he had on history soon after. The Lorraine Motel, April 4th, 1968, 5 p.m.
Martin, you've been such an impact on this world and inspired so many. You are truly a legend, so let's cheer to Martin.
Yes, to Martin.
You guys are truly too kind, but if you'd excuse me, I'm going for a smoke.
What was that?
Martin, are you okay?
Someone call 911.
Everybody back away. We need to get him on a stretcher ASAP.
At that time, Martin Luther King was taken to the Memphis hospital. And when he arrived, he was pronounced dead. Is Mrs. Coretta Scott here?
Yes, I am here. Is my husband all right?
I'm very sorry to inform you that your husband, Martin, has died. We had done everything that we could.
Hello, everyone. I am Detective Black. Is it all right if I ask you all a few questions?
Yes.
Were the four of you with him when this happened?
Yeah, we were all there.
Can you tell me what you witnessed?
We were all in the motel sitting on a bed when Martin went out for a smoke. Then a few minutes later, while he was still out there, Martin was shot from a roof of a building across the road.
We checked him for a pulse, then called 911 and rushed him into the lobby where the ambulance picked him up.
Thank you. I will take this back to the station and get back to you when we have any information. Here is my card.
Breaking news! Breaking news! Martin Luther King Jr.'s killer has turned himself into the authorities last evening. He is currently being processed, and we will keep you up to date on the case.
Oh my God! Kids, stay here. I'm going to the police station. Hello? Is Detective Black here?
Detective Black is currently busy right now, but you can wait in the lobby.
I will.
Aw, Coretta, I'm so sorry to make you wait. If you would have called, I could have seen you right away.
It's no worries. I actually rushed over here when I had seen the news. The reporter had said that the man who murdered my husband had turned himself in. Is that true, Detective?
Well, yes, actually. If you would like to step into my office, I can brief you on all that happened and go over some next steps.
In that moment, Coretta Scott King had stepped into the detective's office to discuss the findings, of which entailed that James Earl Ray was the perpetrator who conducted the assassination of Martin Luther King on April 4, 1968. During sentencing, Mr. Ray pleaded guilty to the murder of MLK and was sentenced to 99 years in prison. Martin Luther King will always be remembered as a social advocate and hero to all the people of color, and his legacy and hope he brought to all will never be forgotten.